following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Golic here. For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's right now. You can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now, get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come into Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through January 2nd, 2012, while supplies last.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-440-1135. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-440-1135. 1-800-440-1135.
It's time.
I like his leadership qualities as well on the football field.
Earlier this year,
I mean, he's already
improved
the Carolina Panthers 300%.
They were every weekday on your ESPN Superstation. Doug and Daddy perform in front of
not 18,000 fans.
Six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Daddy, Tony Davis responded with,
"Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt." Oh God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course, I miss it
as usual. During this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merit's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens. Mohawk. Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome. Good Thursday to you. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Little football talk coming up here shortly. Josh Kendall is set to join us from the state newspaper in South Carolina. He's one of the main beat writers for the Gamecocks. We're going to get his take on the game coming up on Monday. Also later in the hour, our friend Matt Coatney is going to join us. Husker women off to a good start. They get set for Big Ten basketball. They're headed to Penn State to take on the Nittany Lions that open up the Big Ten. That going on, along with Jeff Erickson joining us from RotoWire, as he always does on Thursdays during the football season. Get his thoughts on people wrapping up their fantasy leagues and fantasy playoff football.
Hi, Old Gray.
Old Gray made an appearance today. Good to have Old Gray on.
You must have been swamped this morning.
I was running around.
We'll also update the Bulls, where we're standing after yesterday's two games. And I think two games today people want to watch. If you watched Toledo and Air Force yesterday, I'm sure it was very exciting. And Air Force should have won that game.
Weird.
The two-point was just all walk-in. All you got to do is, Taylor, float it up there. Just float it up there, dude.
Yep, you're exactly right. But somehow Toledo finds a way. They didn't really find a way. They found a way to lose the game. Something that Air Force hardly ever, they're so disciplined, the service academies. You just don't expect them. It's pretty crazy when they don't make a play like that. So, we'll talk about that. Texas, California, was that just blah? What was that offensively? You're used to having Texas five-star. That's all you hear about Texas football. Where were the five stars on offense last night? That's the best you've got in Texas?
They weren't anywhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Bad, bad. But here, let me ask you, was it worse than last year's Holiday Bowl?
Oh, great point.
They were talking last night when I got done with our holiday basketball tournaments, and it was getting close to halftime here on ESPN Radio. They were going, every year it's a high-scoring Holiday Bowl. Well, except last year and this year. And I was going, huh, last year, oh, yeah, that was horrible. That was horrible. It may not be very high scoring on Monday either, with South Carolina's fourth-ranked defense, Melvin Ingram, and a great, great football team at Nebraska. I don't know. The more I'm getting into this and more I got just a second to be looking even deeper into this, okay, so they can stop the pass. Nebraska isn't a throwing football team. I don't know. There's a lot of things to look at here.
Josh Kendall from the state joins us to get the South Carolina Gamecock point of view here on ESPN Radio. Josh, thanks so much for a minute this morning. How's Orlando?
Well, it's turning into a Florida Chamber of Commerce type of day. A few clouds in the sky. It's going to be 70. Going to be 80 tomorrow. So it's not bad.
See, now there's another reason we like talking to people from the SEC, because even though you're not female, you still got that nice southern drawl to talk to us about, and we appreciate that. That always lets us know who we're talking to. What's the storyline with South Carolina right now?
Well, the biggest storyline for South Carolina is that they can win 11 games for the first time in program history. This is a football team that's been playing since 1892, 118, 119 years, and been remarkably mediocre throughout that entire time. So this is only the second time they've won 10 games in a season, which is pretty unbelievable in itself. But this will be the first time they can win 11 games. Steve Spurrier is a guy who is big on his resume, and he wants that on his resume. He wants to be the guy who won 11 games at South Carolina. He wants to leave here as the winningest coach, which he'll probably do in three or four more years. So that's the storyline for South Carolina, is getting that 11th win.
Josh, I want to know about this quarterback, Shaw, that no one had heard of before the middle of the season. Comes in and really has played remarkably well for this team, right? Minus some interceptions.
Yeah, he has done well. This offense hasn't been pretty to watch most of the year, but it's getting a little bit better. He's thrown the ball better the last two football games. I don't know how much of that has to do with the defense, but he's a really athletic kid. They'll look a lot on offense like Nebraska looks. They'll run a lot. They don't run any true option, or I shouldn't say any. They don't run very much at all the true option, but they run a lot of that zone read play. Shaw is a fast kid. He's an athletic kid. He's a tough kid. He's not a great passer. Not sure he's ever going to be a great passer, but he can wind up and throw it down the field a couple of times, which he'll do. But they'll make their, you know, this is a running football team at this point. That's where they make their hay.
Josh Kendall of the state newspaper out of South Carolina joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as we're getting closer and closer to Monday's kickoff. Since the break, Nebraska had a couple of stories. Well, they had a lot of stories come out, but they had some coaching switches. South Carolina has had a coaching switch. What's going on with the coaching switch with Ellis Johnson moving on? And is he going to be at the bowl game? And are there any other storylines in the last three, 4 days here?
Ellis won't be at the bowl game, which last week I think came as a surprise to Steve Spurrier. They were under the impression that regardless of what happened with the Southern Miss job, that Ellis was going to stick around through the bowl. Southern Miss, I think, made it a condition of employment that he was going to start work right away for them. So Ellis Johnson, their third-year defensive coordinator and one of the most respected defensive coaches in the SEC for a long time, left last week. He's now the head coach at Southern Miss, and they promoted on an interim basis his top lieutenant, the secondary coach, Lorenzo Ward, who technically already had the defensive coordinator title, although that was only about pay. Lorenzo was the interim defensive coordinator for about 6 days, and on Tuesday, Spurrier said, you know, he'd made his decision that Lorenzo was going to be the full-time defensive coordinator, you know, 2012 and beyond. So they go from having Lorenzo auditioning for a job to debuting in a job, and there'll be some logistical issues for them. Lorenzo will go from the sideline where he's been throughout most of his career to the press box, and they'll move one of their press box coaches down to the sideline. So there could be some hiccups in terms of just the administrative stuff that goes on game day and the communication lines, because they're doing things they're not used to. But I don't think that the defense will suffer that much. Lorenzo is a guy who's coached the same kind of defense for a long time. He's been with South Carolina for the last 3 years. This defense has played pretty well. They kind of all know what they're supposed to do and where they're supposed to be. So I don't expect a huge impact from Ellis Johnson's departure.
Yeah, just kind of following up on that, Nebraska has the exact same situation with Carl Pelini headed down to Florida Atlantic. John Papuchis takes over. I guess you've already kind of answered my next question there. You don't think either side's going to really feel the effects in this ball game of having somebody else on the defensive headsets?
Not to me. I mean, I think, you know, certainly coaching makes a difference, but I think that these guys, at this point in the year, if they don't know it, they're not going to know it. So I think that if either of these hires turn out not to be good hires, I don't think that we'll know it until later in the process. But at this point, most of the coaching's been done.
Sounds like Lorenzo was a popular pick. The players were chest bumping him, and they were pretty fired up when it was announced that he was the man.
Yeah, he's very popular. One of their best recruiters, relates really well with the kids. At the same time, I've been on the sidelines when he's gotten on him a few times, so I think that he's got enough of that in it that the hire could work out. But yeah, certainly the players loved it, and they've got a couple of guys on defense who were borderline, thinking about the NFL, and it might sway them one way or the other. It might sway them to come back, and that could be part of Steve Spurrier's thinking as well.
Josh, I'm gonna ask you, 1-4 Steve Spurrier is in these bowl games since he got to South Carolina. Is it better competition? Have they not been focused? What's been the reason for that?
I think there are a lot of reasons. I think that better competition is one of them, but I think that honestly that's only a small part. I think that Steve Spurrier, frankly, has never taken bowl games terribly seriously if they were not the upper echelon bowls, playing for the national title type bowls. He's just a lot of guys preach, this is a kickoff for next year, and this is going to send us into the offseason. Steve Spurrier's never done that. He's sort of thought that the bowl game doesn't have much impact on what happens after the bowl game. But he really wants that 11th win. So I think that he's probably coaching them harder than he has in any previous bowl game at South Carolina. And he says, the senior leadership of this team better than he has liked the leadership of some of his other teams. I mean, he mentioned prior to last year's Chick-fil-A Bowl, their quarterback infamously was punished with a spring football suspension for some of his antics during bowl week, and there were more that apparently we didn't know about. So he says he doesn't expect any of that stuff to go on this week. He expects him to be more focused, but we'll see. I mean, South Carolina's 4-12 all time in bowl games, so this is not a team that's ever had much postseason success.
Josh Kendall of the State Newspaper, South Carolina, talking about the Gamecocks as they get ready for Nebraska. With your dealings with the football team and being around them, do you sense that it's different? One of your colleagues wrote this morning how we've heard this song and dance before, and it always ends up being an embarrassing bowl loss. Do you feel a difference from the last couple, 3 years?
That's hard to say. They say the right things, but they always say the right things. I just don't think you can tell until they go out there and roll the ball out there. I mean, once the game starts, you can tell pretty quickly, I think, as to whether or not they're focused or they're into it. But at this point, honestly, I would say yes. I would say they look like they're focused. They talk like they really mean it. It seems really important to them. But I don't think you ever know what's in their heart and what's on their mind until they get out there and start playing.
Josh, for Husker fans that are watching this defense as third or fourth ranked in the nation, which give us two players that will stand out immediately and they will make note of?
Melvin Ingram, number 6, consensus All-American, the third consensus All-American in South Carolina football history. So that was something for him. He's not as tall as some of the other guys, but he is a remarkably athletic kid. Can dunk a basketball, can do a backflip, standing backflip. Took a punt, fake punt, 68 yards for a touchdown this year. Just a really, really good football player. Antonio Allen, number 26, who plays what they call the spur position. South Carolina's base defense is essentially a nickel defense. And Antonio is the extra defensive back. He's a guy who's made a ton of plays. He's in the top 10 in the SEC in tackles, interceptions, fumble recoveries, fumbles forced. Just a guy who's been around the ball all season and makes a lot of plays.
Josh, just another minute here with Josh Kendall of the State. I'm wondering, from an SEC standpoint, especially since South Carolina didn't have to face LSU or Alabama, from year to year, the last pick however many years you want, 5, 6, 7, how tough was the SEC this year?
The SEC East was not very tough at all.
Yeah,
The SEC East is certainly down. I mean, I would say way down the last 2 years, and you can't argue that. The SEC West, that's a different animal. And part of the reason that South Carolina didn't win the East and Georgia did is that one of South Carolina's crossover games was Arkansas, and Georgia's comparable crossover game was Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So, Georgia got a break with the schedule, but there's no question that the SEC East is not the SEC East that was around when Steve Spurrier was at Florida in the 1990s. This is a division that's way down, and Georgia should be better next year, but the jury's still out on Florida and Tennessee, and those are the two traditional powers. So I'm not sure it's going to get a lot better anytime soon.
Josh, we appreciate the time today. I appreciate your insight on the Gamecocks. Enjoy Orlando and enjoy the game on Monday.
Thank you, fellas.
Hey, take care for the State newspaper, and you can check him out at state.com. Josh Kendall joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us anytime, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jeffrey, you got the Bulls added up? How we set after yesterday? Because, quite frankly,
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's look at this. Here's Tony. Here you go, Tone. Oh, good day for you. Did you really pick Toledo?
Oh, yeah. I thought it'd be a one-point game, too.
Air Force covered. I went 1-1 yesterday, so I'm 7-5. Did you take Texas?
Yes, I did.
Really?
8-4. Rolling.
You know, if you were in the Big Daly's Deli's final, you'd be tied for the lead.
Nice.
Right now, two pickers are tied for the lead. Let's see. Mark's kind of been the leader all along. He went 1-1 yesterday because he had Air Force. And so he's 8-4. Unfortunately, Jim had Toledo, but he also took Cal. So he is 8-4. So Jim and Mark M are both 8-4. And then Eric, Andy, and Mitch are all sitting at 7-5. Sean and Mark R. 6-6, rough day for Mark R. yesterday and Sean. They both went 0-2. Plenty of games left, guys.
You know, when you copy and paste, and I think Merritt did this list for us, I find it interesting that you see the Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl. It's got California, but then in parentheses, they have to explain that out further. Berkeley. UC Berkeley. Yeah. Like, God, we had no idea. Thanks for clearing that up. But I thought that was great to point out on this list.
What are the odds we remember to pick games tomorrow?
I was going to say very, very low.
Should we pick a couple right now, just in case?
Let's do it.
Okay, we have already made our way up to December 31st. Today I have Notre Dame and Baylor. Who do you have?
I have Florida State and Baylor.
Tomorrow I've got BYU over Tulsa, Iowa State over Rutgers, Mississippi State over Wake Forest, and Oklahoma over Iowa. Any difference?
Yes, I've got Tulsa and Rutgers.
Okay. New Year's Eve, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, right here on ESPN, Vanderbilt and Cincinnati.
The spread is?
You're the one that has that information.
Well, I got that information right here.
We'll take a break, make our picks when we come back.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone. But now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-679-8285. 1-800-679-8285. 1-800-679-8285.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's some place you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become part of a caring community. All on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Give us a call for more information on affordable housing. Our number is 402-463-3181. That's Good Samaritan Village, or look us up online.
The Washington Huskies head to their second straight bowl appearance when they face number 12 Baylor and Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III.
It's Baylor and Washington in the Alamo Bowl, Thursday night at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see sunshine and some developing cloud cover across the area through the day today with a high in the low 60s. West winds increased around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll see clearing skies and a low near 31. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Chevrolet Buick Cadillac wishes you a happy 2012. Maybe you got a little holiday cash to spend, and why not spend it on the best vehicles around at either one of their lots, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Maybe you pick up a 2012 Dodge Ram 1500. How about a 2011 Dodge Durango Blackberry Pearl loaded, discounted up to $7,000. 2012 Jeep Compass, maybe that's in your wheelhouse. Oh, $3,000 off the 2012 Town & Countries. They won't last long, so don't hesitate. Get there today. The Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. Daddy, your four picks. Let's go. Vanderbilt, Cincinnati. Who you got?
I'm going to take Cincinnati. I have a feeling on the underdog. They're two-point underdogs.
I'm taking Cincinnati. Illinois and UCLA. I'll take UCLA.
Wow, what a miserable football game. Yeah. Neither team interested at all. You know, just for arguing purposes, I will take Illinois.
Virginia-Auburn. Auburn's okay this year after winning the national championship. Virginia, this is their year. I'll take Auburn.
Ooh, I'll take Virginia.
Texas A&M and Northwestern. A&M, new coach. Northwestern, Dan Persa.
A&M's better. They were so close to being a 10 win team this year, and they fired. Yeah, I don't know. A&M's got a lot better than Northwestern.
I think you're right. I don't think North. I want to pick Northwestern, but they're a 10-point dog, and I just don't think they can stop A&M. I think they can score on A&M. I think this will be a high-scoring game, and I'm just not going to pick Northwestern to pick Northwestern. I'm going to take A&M. I picked against them virtually all year long. I'm going to pick A&M and root for Northwestern. And Georgia Tech and Utah in the Sun Bowl.
I'm taking
Georgia Tech.
I'm going to take the option attack, I guess.
Yeah. That's why I took Air Force yesterday. I didn't think they could stop it.
Well, they could.
But I didn't know their defense was so porous as well. By the way, the bet we have on who does better here, if you win...
If I win, you will come with me. We'll get a pedicure, something you would never do in your life.
And if I win, you will do color with me on a high school event of my choice. You do the games with football, but if I win, it might be wrestling, it might be a volleyball tri, quad, it might be a basketball doubleheader, it could be a full day of conference tournament basketball action. I could get you to some consolation games.
Oh,
it'll
wow.
be pretty exciting. That is the bet. That's what's going on. I figure it's a win-win for me.
I figure it's probably a win-lose for me.
We are absolutely slammed with high school holiday basketball tournaments here on ESPN today. We get going at 1:30 with the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's play the first doubleheader, Kearney Catholic and Ogallala the second. On Classic Hits 98.9, the final day of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Consolations are at 1 and 2:45. The championships are at 4:30 and 6:15. The Minden Holiday Tournament, they play Adams Central. Those games will be on the Breeze 94.5 FM at 4:30. And on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia and Aurora's doubleheader begins at 5. Also hear them all on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And tomorrow night, you'll be able to hear a top 25 women's battle as Nebraska opens up Big Ten play at Penn State. The 23rd-ranked Huskers taking on the 16th-ranked Nittany Lions. And leaving today, taking a chance that they can get to Penn State in less than 36 hours, Matt Cotney, the voice of the Husker women's basketball squad, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, great to talk to you again. How you doing?
Dadgum, guys, it's conference season. I'm all fired up. I'm sitting here at the airport with Marty, our flight attendant, and Emily Cady, and Jordan Hooper, Lindsay Moore, Haley Sample. Everybody's just walking in the airport, and I'm talking to you guys, so I'm pretty excited.
Hey, what's the deal with Hooper? Can't she get 40 in a game, or is she just too good of a team player?
Hooper is, you know, she is such a tremendous team player. I think she's up to 5 assists this year. That's why she can't get to 40 points. I tell you what, though, I would bet just about anything before it's all over, J-Hoop's going to get at least 40 points, though.
Matt, is Connie even surprised at the success of this team to this point?
You know, I am pleasantly surprised. I think that the biggest surprise for this team has been the chemistry. And I've told that to people, and they think, well, what difference does that make on the floor? But this team is just fun to be around, and there's not really any drama on the team, and that translates to the court. Very young team, but very athletic and very skilled, and it has been a pleasant surprise. 11-1, ranked 23rd overall, probably a little bit ahead of schedule where most people, including myself, thought they would be.
What was the one thing? Was it just simply being on the road so long against Georgia Tech? I mean, you learned from a loss, supposedly. What did Coach Yori think that they learned from that loss?
Well, I think you know, it was a 9-day road trip. It was day 8 of the road trip. They really didn't have a chance to do a scout against a Georgia Tech team that has a full-court press, 5 seniors, has been an NCAA tournament team the last 2 years. And Georgia Tech's pretty good. I mean, there's no shame in losing on the road to Georgia Tech ever, but especially at the end of a 9-day road trip. But I also think that, you know, the Huskers didn't have Tara Loudermill in that game, and they missed her for 4 games. It's great having T back. She's going to be on this trip. She played a little bit in the last game against South Dakota State. But I think it was just, you know, if you're going to learn anything from it, it's that, you know, the team needs to really understand how to value possessions against a team that has high octane pressure.
I want your thoughts on Emily Cady. I'm not standing out scoring 20 a night, but she's getting it done a lot of different ways.
Probably the most unselfish freshman I've ever seen. Out of Seward, Nebraska, just a real winner. And, you know, I've never seen a lot of freshman leaders, but she is on this team. She can invert to the block. She can step outside. She can hit the shot. When Hooper got in foul trouble in the win against Florida State, who was a top 25 team at the time, Cady stepped her scoring up. She does whatever is needed for this team. And I think it says a lot for her to start as a freshman. Connie Yori usually doesn't start freshman, and she's been in the starting lineup. She passes the ball out of the post as well as really any forward I've ever seen.
Matt Cotney, the voice of the Nebraska women's basketball program, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There are 4 Big Ten teams ranked this week. Ohio State's unbeaten, they're 9th, Penn State 16th. And Nebraska and Purdue's 20th, and Nebraska's 23rd. So point blank, Matt, do you think Nebraska right now is in the top 4 teams in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, whenever you see preseason rankings, you have to take it with a grain of salt. I don't think a lot of people knew what to make of Nebraska just because they hadn't been in the league before and because of so many freshmen. But, you know, I think the win at Florida State really told me a lot about this team. To go on the road and win at a school that had only lost 9 non-conference games in 10 years in their building and was nationally ranked and a perennial NCAA team told me what they could do. And then the comeback win at Northern Arizona, whenever you can win on the road and come from behind and do it, you've got something going for you. Now, Penn State, Purdue, Ohio State, the teams you brought up are obviously very good teams. They're going to be NCAA tournament teams. Nebraska is right in the mix with those teams. That's why I'm really kind of excited to see what this team can do, just to see where they really match up. But certainly, I think right now, Nebraska fits right in with that group of 4.
Who besides Cady is playing, has exceeded your expectations to this point in the season?
I think they're all exceeding expectations. I think that Haley Sample, starting as a freshman out of Flower Mound, Texas, 6'1", is a kind of player that you look at her stats and you wonder why is she starting. She does all the little things defensively has been a lockdown defender. I don't think any of us saw that coming when she came in here. Brandi Jeffrey, who is a freshman out of Louisiana, last year's Louisiana State High School Player of the Year, has been a lockdown defender. She's exceeded expectations. And I think Becca Woodbury, a redshirt freshman who was the Arizona State High School Player of the Year 2 years ago, has been the third leading scorer on the team this year, and I don't think anybody anticipated that. So a number of different players have actually stepped up and exceeded what was expected of them.
Voice of the Husker women, Matt Coatney, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Two of the first five Big Ten games are against Penn State. Tell me what you think. This was the team that was picked to win it by the coaches.
And there's a good reason they were picked to win it. They have got two dynamic guards in Alex Bentley and Maggie Lucas. Alex Bentley, the preseason player of the year in the Big Ten. Very similar to Lindsey Moore, who is the Husker point guard. If you look at their numbers, they're almost identical. Bentley is probably not as good a defender as Lindsey Moore. It's really the only difference, I would say. And then Maggie Lucas on the outside set the Big Ten record for three-pointers last year as a freshman coming off the bench. It tells you what kind of three-point shooter she is. If the Lady Lions have a weakness, it would be rebounding, and that's only because Mia Nickerson, who has been injured due to a concussion, if she's back, that really helps them out rebounding. They mix their defenses. They are a very disciplined team. They don't really throw the ball away a lot, but they do shoot the three, and they're a very, very, very good ball club.
Matt Coatney with us here. After this, maybe it eases for three games, and then Penn State, Ohio State, back-to-back. Your overall thoughts on where the Big Ten is right now?
Well, I think the Big Ten has benefited by having Nebraska, certainly. I think no one really knows what to make out of Iowa right now. They've had to kind of shuffle what they've been doing at the point guard position. I think Northwestern has improved tremendously this year. Joe McEwen is a veteran coach. And I think Michigan has been a little bit of a surprise, what they've been able to do. The Big Ten, probably still a step behind the Big 12 overall, just in terms of conference RPI. The Big Ten, I think, second in conference RPI right now. That doesn't mean too much, but what that really means is the bottom part of the Big Ten, the last three schools in the league, probably not as tough as the bottom three in the league. The Huskers left the Big 12, but the top part of the Big Ten, very, very salty, very similar to the league the Huskers were in for all those years.
Matt, I'll let you out of here with this because I know you guys are getting ready to board the plane. I'm interested, if you're interested, and if you've heard anything of what you think the atmosphere will be like. They're really involved at Penn State in trying to find a football coach. Of course, the last time a Nebraska team went out there, it was the football week where we all know what happened. Plus, their volleyball team lasted longer than Nebraska. John Cook took some shots at the Penn State program, and then they bow out earlier. Do you expect a raucous crowd? Are you hearing anything on that side?
I really don't expect a raucous crowd just because it's class break. And I also say that because they've got a promotion with a local sandwich restaurant to try and get people out to the game. So I think if school would have been in, it might have been a little bit of a different deal. But with class break out there, it's probably a completely different deal this week. At least I hope so. And I actually hope there's a lot of Husker fans out there. I think everywhere we go, there's a lot of Husker fans, and they seem to come out of the woodwork, and hopefully they come out.
Matt, Jordan Hooper, people expected great things out of her. But she's got... I don't think anybody expected her to do what she's done, certainly to this point. Can she be better than Kelsey Griffin when it's all said and done?
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and I think it's unfair to try and compare the two because they really are different kinds of players. When you say better than someone, you're talking about someone who was a National Player of the Year, someone who was a high draft pick in the WNBA and was on the all-rookie team her first year in the pros. But what I think Jordan Hooper needs to do is not look at other players who have played in this program because that limits her ceiling. I think her potential is limitless. You look at the improvement she's made from this year to from last year and how she can do so many different things. I would hate to put a ceiling on what Jordan Hooper can do. Certainly, I understand why there are those comparisons to Kelsey Griffin, but if you take a look at what Jordan Hooper has done so far, actually she's a little ahead of Kelsey in a lot of the statistical categories. So different players, I think Hooper's ceiling is limitless here with this program.
Well, Matt, we appreciate the time. Hopefully it's a safe flight and the shortest flight if possible to get you out there to Happy Valley, and best of luck to the Huskers. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great New Year.
It has been stupendous being on your show, and I really appreciate you guys covering as many of our games as you can, and love being on your show. Happy New Year, guys.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Coatney, voice of the Nebraska women's basketball team. Matt and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney. Also, Lexington, home of the GNAC basketball tournament, Cozad and North Platte. Tony, I can't say much on it because I didn't see it, and I've just read some of the accounts. But first, you got to say hats off to the Hastings Tigers boys basketball team. They had to play their best game of the year yesterday. I've been reading their scores and looking at their outcomes, and they've had a couple wins. They just blasted Kearney yesterday. They blasted them. Everybody was looking ahead to maybe Kearney and Norfolk playing in the finals of this, and Scott's Bluff is undefeated, and they're there, and now Hastings is in the semifinal. I mean, just of all the scores yesterday, that was by far the biggest shocker.
Well, everybody's been talking about how well Kearney's been playing to this point, so yeah, you're right.
As we said, plenty of holiday tournaments continue. Coming up in just a few minutes, Jeff Erickson of RotoWire. Email us your questions. Maybe you have a keeper league and you're getting ready for next season. Maybe you have still teams to play this last week of the season, touchdown-only leagues. Maybe your playoffs are a little messed up and you're playing this week. You have to find some guys to post in there and put into the slots. So give us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. We'll be back with more after this.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. When I played basketball, I had the best resources to keep me in shape. I had a trainer, I had a dietitian, you name it. Then I stopped playing. Started to backslide, put on a little bit of weight. Wasn't nearly the athlete I wanted to be. I found P90X, lost 13 pounds, 2 inches on my waist, and here I am today. And now I'm getting back to that professional level of training with the all-new P90X2 from Tony Horton, his new workout program. P90X2 is about athleticism, balance, coordination, and stabilization. The kind of stuff many pro athletes pay tens of thousands of dollars to get from their trainer. So what's it going to be, P90X or P90X2? If you haven't tried the original P90X and you want to get absolutely ripped in 90 days, start with that. Everyone's experience is different, but I promise you will get in the best shape of your life. And if you've already completed P90X, you're ready for a new challenge? Join me. Commit to P90X2. Whichever one you choose, order today. Call 800-832-7575. That's 800-832-7575. Or visit ESPNradio.com/Doug now. 800-832-7575 or ESPNradio.com/Doug.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunshine and some developing cloud cover across the area through the day today with a high in the low 60s. West winds increased around 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll see clearing skies and a low near 31. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Word on the street, Santa's coming tonight. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know. I'ma be under the mistletoe.
I'm back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Remind you, Bruce Furniture. He's got just right furniture for you. still got great deals going on, as they do every day. Bruce Furniture. They got the right movers for you, too. They'll move the old stuff out, replace it with the new stuff. Get a free in-home trial period. Make it right to look just right for you. Bruce Furniture. Plus, they got free interior home design service. Stop in. You don't even have to buy anything. Ask for their opinion. They'll give it to you. See what they've got. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Great, great, happy new year from all of them at Bruce Furniture. Mike and the gang, looking forward to taking care of all your furniture needs for the upcoming 2012 year.
You know, it's been a great year. I keep thinking about this. It's been a great year. Got to do a lot of things this year. Got to travel a lot for work. Got to cover a lot of great teams. We'll have a little bit of time to talk about that tomorrow. Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com is going to join us tomorrow with the very latest. We had him on a couple of weeks ago, and we'll be talking with him. Sean Callahan will join us from Orlando. Something's going on down there.
Yeah.
Apparently not everybody on the football team always fired up to get on the roller coasters. I saw Crick. Go to Husker Online. I think even Crick was glad that that thing was over.
I have not saw it yet.
Go to HuskerOnline.com. They've got great coverage. Sean Callahan and the entire gang there. Best coverage of anybody really early in this week. And so go to HuskerOnline.com. Daddy, I got to go. I got holiday basketball tournaments. I'll talk to you from Ravenna. Randy Bushcutter will be here on ESPN with the Kearney Catholic Tournament. I'll be at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for all the latest. And tomorrow, the last day of the year.
Wow.
Show of the year. Football.
Wow.
Football Open.
Football Open, yeah, one more time. Good, we're going to do that.
Sure, Ding Dong knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'll make sure.
He's pretty bright.
Yeah, well, considering.
Yeah. What has he got to go up against in this room?
Great point.
Tomorrow.
Hey, so see you later. Douglas, have a great call. Enjoy the game today.
I'm leaving.
All right, we're gonna get Jeff Erickson from RotoWire, talk a little fantasy football. I know some leagues are just wrapping up, and a lot of leagues have wrapped up. That's just kind of how it works this before the last week of the season, and for good reason, because you don't exactly know who's going to play, how long these teams will play, how many teams will be interested in playing these football games. Jeff, how are you this morning? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Happy holidays. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing fine. Douglas is off to cover high school basketball. We got holiday tournaments going on, a plethora of them going on. So a lot of people are busy this time of year, even though school's not in. The teams are out playing, so he's enjoying that. I'm sitting in, knocking out a little hour radio and talking to you, so I'm enjoying that.
Jeff, all right, very good.
Most leagues have wrapped up. Would you say 98% of leagues have wrapped up now?
Yeah, I think so. I think the consensus is just kind of, it's finally reached a fever pitch the last few years. I know my old home league, we used to play a Week 17 final, even up to 2 years ago. This league's gone on for 20 years. We always used to do Week 17. Finally, too many people got tired of all their starters getting sat out their final week of the season. And I think it's the right call, too. It's just the uncertainty is the difficult part. If we knew for certain that a lot of these guys weren't going to play, at least we could react to it. It's the teams that, might sit a guy, and they might have this undisclosed injury. They might make it, a bigger deal out of an injury that they would have otherwise. That's the sort of thing that's just so frustrating.
Jeff, I was talking to a buddy of mine, Lauren, last night, and he said he's in a keeper league. He said, but how would you go about starting a keeper league? And I said, well, I'll ask Jeff Erickson tomorrow. If somebody out there wants to start a keeper league, how do you go about it?
Well, before next year's draft, you have to make that determination. You can't decide after the draft. You have to decide before the draft, so that way people are drafting accordingly. And what you need to do is you kind of come up with a simple set of rules. Usually, those keeper leagues that I've played in, you keep like three guys. You don't want to keep too many guys. Otherwise, it just becomes too dynastic. It also becomes a little bit too much of a case there where it's a luck of the draw and who gets hurt and who does not get hurt. But you keep three guys. What you do is you charge them the round that you drafted them in. So say if a guy was drafted in the third round, he costs a second round pick the next year or something like that. You do the round he's drafted in plus one, something like that.
Okay.
And you can only or you can restrict like only guys after the sixth round. You can do a lot of different ways to kind of do that. You want to kind of keep it a little simple at first, though. You don't want to have too many keepers just because, especially in the first year of a keeper, you want these people to be able to kind of feel like everybody's got a shot.
Okay, but you're only when I hear keeper league, I'm thinking you're keeping half your roster or something. That's not ever the case.
Yeah, I've played in leagues like that too. My brother plays in a league where you keep 15 guys from year to year. And so that therefore the NFL draft in April is like the big event because everybody's got these stacked rosters after that. But, the problem with leagues like that is you know, you have one bad draft and you're forever in the bottom of the league. You know, some of these other guys, you know, yeah, it's kind of cool that you spent all this time, you nailed your draft 1 year and you got everything right. But in a lot of years, it's just a case of luck in terms of who got hurt, something like that. You were a Jamal Charles owner, and then you're behind the eight ball compared to these other guys. You don't want to get kind of stuck in that dynasty either.
Okay, we do have a question. Scott has chimed in. Nate Washington or Plaxico Burress? It's a touchdown-only league.
The infamous touchdown-only league again. All right. I would go Nate Washington against Houston. I don't think that Houston plays their starters the full game. This is one of the Week 17 phenomenons we're talking about. Jonathan Joseph might even sit the second half of this game because Houston's got their playoff spot completely locked in. They're the 3 seed regardless of what happens this week.
Tim, also touchdown-only league. Mendenhall or Spiller?
That one's closer. I'm going to go Mendenhall in a standard league. In the touchdown-only league like this one, I'd go Mendenhall. If you were in a PPR league, I'd go Spiller. But since this is a TD-only league, I'd go Mendenhall.
Touchdown-only league question from me. Tony Romo or Alex Smith?
Tony Romo, Alex Smith. I go Tony Romo. I love the matchup this week. I think he does quite well.
Hands okay? No problems there?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that the news came from Jerry Jones, of all people. He's like, oh, he's just fine. He'll be fine. I think what happened is Dallas realized that, you know, their game last week meant nothing. So as soon as there was any semblance of an owie, let's sit him down. You know, let's not take any chances. It's just kind of weird to see the owner talking about the guy's health status instead of the coach or the trainer or anything like that.
Okay, playoff fantasy league. You know, it's upcoming. It's next week. You got to decide how you're going to do it. Your favorite way to play playoff league fantasy football is what?
I try to get 6 guys together. You draft 2 quarterbacks. You start 2 quarterbacks, 3 running backs, 3 receivers, and a flex, a tight end, a kicker, 2 kickers, 2 defenses. That way, you use every single playoff team. Yeah, it's one and done. I mean, you make your draft, and you draft players on teams that you think are going to go farther along in the playoffs, as opposed to maybe say for instance, sometimes you might take Lance Moore on the Saints as opposed to AJ Green on the Bengals because you think Lance Moore is going to get 3 games, even though during the regular season Green's probably the better play.
Interesting. And can you do that on RotoWire? Can you still sign up for leagues?
Well, we don't run those ourselves, but our partners at MyFantasyLeague.com have free AF playoff leagues. You can go there. I believe NFL.com, also a partner of ours, does playoff leagues as well, so you can check that out. They have it set their own contest, too, which is also kind of fun. A lot of leagues, what you do, instead of what I was just describing, you can use a guy just once. So you have to choose when you're going to use the guy. So it's a little bit more of an interesting concept because you might want to try to save a guy. But unfortunately, that guy gets knocked out early. That's happened a couple times with the Colts, for instance. People tried to save Peyton Manning.
Well, I don't, you know, in the playoff, the wacky world that is when Green Bay gets on a run like they did from when they weren't even in the final week of the season a year ago. Should be really, really interesting. Jeff, we appreciate the time you give us every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much again. You know what? We're going to get a hold of you in the future to wrap up the year, and we'll do it one more time probably.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, we got to take one more break, and we'll take a break and be right back to wrap things up. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
The year is quickly coming to a close, so now's the time to prepare for the new one. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
It's a jam-packed Thursday of high school basketball on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, it's the opening of the Kearney Catholic Tournament as Amherst plays North Platte St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic takes on Ogallala. On Classic Hits 98.9, it's the second day of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament beginning at 1. And on the Breeze 94.5, Minden and Adams Central play a doubleheader at 4:30, Aurora and St. Cecilia at 5 on 1230 KHAS.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Duck and Daddy Show, taking you up to noon, to lunch hour. Mind you, Cunningham's open for lunch. Been doing it a while now. Great food specials, great drink specials, day and night. Cunningham's Journal in the loft. You got all your favorite sports on, whether you're watching a bowl game, whether you're watching basketball. They've got it all on, I'm telling you. I was there yesterday. Pizza, prime rib, chicken, get some Munchables. Get the Journal Bites. People continue to tell us how impressed they are with the food at Cunningham's. We've been doing Husker lunches there all year long. We've been telling you how good the food is. Some people are just getting down there to check it out, but it's coldest beer in town, located on 23rd Street, live entertainment at night, now lunch. So get any better than that? Cunningham Journal, the place to be for all your food and drink needs. Check them out. 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Well, Jeffrey, two bowl games today, and then it really cranks up tomorrow. We get going with a full real. I think that's when the bowls start, when you get them at noon or 11 o'clock in the morning, and they go all day long. But Florida State, Notre Dame. You know, the Alamo Bowl is interesting because I think Robert Griffin's got quite a following as well. But Florida State, Notre Dame, two of the, you know, 30th consecutive bowl
for Florida State.
They've covered eight games in a row.
Well, Florida State's a team, preseason top five, really young team, a lot of talent down there, top recruiting classes, but, you know, they didn't meet any expectations this year. Ends up in the Champ Sports Bowl. How do you like to be the Champ Sports Bowl? Florida State, Notre Dame, that's a heck of a matchup. I mean, that's perennial powers right there.
Yeah, I think it's, both schools, huge following. Obviously, right in Orlando, you expect the crowd, obviously, favor Florida State, although Notre Dame's got a huge following wherever they go, but... And then Robert Griffin, the third, and Washington. Washington team Nebraska played. I think they were a fairly good football team, done some good things, but Baylor looks to have too much offense, don't they?
Right. And Baylor, especially with Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin, the third, they just seem to run up and down the field. You know, Washington, their quarterback, really good player. If he plays well, plays up to his expectations, it could be a good game, but, I mean, it looks like it's Baylor's to lose here.
You know, 53 points per game versus Oklahoma, Texas Tech, and Texas. I mean, that's wild, you know, and certainly you'd have to think that Oklahoma and Texas defenses are better than anything close to what Washington can put up. So
yeah, I mean, Washington, I think they're 7-5 overall. Yep. I mean, that's not a very good record, and the Baylor-Oklahoma game, I feel right there, that won the Heisman Trophy for Robert Griffin,
well,
the third.
I was really surprised because of, I've said, he's from Baylor.
Yeah.
You know, to win the Heisman Trophy, that's pretty remarkable. But nonetheless, we'll see today. They get going about 5 o'clock. Washington, by the way, down the stretch, Oregon beats them by 17 points. Southern Cal blasts them 40-17. Oregon State, gosh, Oregon State down. Baylor's going to hammer these guys, I think. The more you read scores and the more you get out of things. You know, that's interesting, I think. And Casey Kane, by the way.
The NASCAR driver?
The NASCAR driver. Walks into a grocery store. Have you heard this?
Nope. Tell me.
Walks into a grocery store. Lady's breastfeeding a child. So he basically, he tweets, goes back there and says, seriously, yuck, something, that's gross. Mm-hmm. Well, then some ladies kind of pile on him and, you know, start sending their tweets, and he's getting into verbal fights back and forth. So now, being the good guy that he is,
right,
it's one of those deals that he's backed off, apologized to everybody, did not mean to be offensive. He understands how important breastfeeding can be. Now he's, you know, it's one of those things you're like, seriously? You have to do that? Also, interesting news, Deion Sanders' wife getting divorced, mm-hmm, which... Now the daughter, Deandra, right, is crushing the mother about taking the lifestyle Deion provided for her from granted and lying all the time. And like,
you seen Deion lately? Like, I watched the Thursday night NFL game. He had just the whitest grayish beard, and it's just like, that's not the prime time that, you know, we're accustomed to. And it felt like, you know, now that I know this, that might have been why. You know, he was just, you know, didn't want to shave today because he's going through these divorce hassles.
Well, supposedly she read about the divorce, like he was filing for divorce online.
Really?
Are people
weird?
You can
do that online now?
Well, she read about it.
Oh, okay.
No. No.
I was like, wow, I mean, let's just avoid all contact.
There you go. You know, we were talking about the Rose Bowl yesterday. You and I both saying, you know, for it to be the granddaddy of them all. When that's the problem Nebraska fans have with, when, you know, everybody at media day, if you're Northwest, we got to get back to the Rose Bowl. If you're Michigan State, our goal is to get to the Rose Bowl. And Nebraska fans just have a hard time embracing it. I've still, today in the corner of the USA Today, I found the coaches with the most Rose Bowl appearances.
Okay.
Bo Schembechler leads away with 10.
Michigan?
With Michigan, although he was 2-8 in his 10 Rose Bowls, so.
But that's not how the Big Ten made success. They just want to make it, right?
Apparently, that's what they're doing. Woody Hayes is second. He'd been there 8 times. He was 4-4. Also, John McKay from Southern Cal, 5-3 though. Don James from Washington, been there 6 times, 4-2 in those ball games. So if you're looking for success, I guess you'd look at John McKay and Don James as leading the way there. But I just found that interesting, you and me going back and forth about it. We're having trouble.
Well, and just the stats you read me there, the two Pac-12, Pac-10 coaches, you know, Pac-12 now, they had winning records, and the two Big Ten coaches, I mean, they didn't have a winning record, so. Something to think about there for Big Ten fans.
Yeah, hopefully Nebraska. Hopefully you're not worried about playing. You know, hopefully the thing starts rolling and we're more interested halfway through the year in playing for the Sears Trophy and not the Rose Bowl.
It's the coach's trophy now.
I'm the coach's.
Took the Sears off of it.
Really?
Yeah. A while back, didn't they?
I thought it was a Sears trophy.
Well, it was in the 90s when we won them all the time, but I swear it's the coach's trophy now.
Back in the good old days when we used to win them all the time.
Yeah, in the 90s.
In the 90s. Hey, I want to thank Matt Coatney, voice of the Nebraska women, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, I want to thank Josh Kendall for joining us. He's from the state newspaper, thestate.com in South Carolina. Get his thoughts on the Gamecocks. And, as always, we want to thank Jeff Erickson. No one in the land. You know, we had Joe DeMail. He was great. Jeff Erickson, he's been spectacular throughout this whole season. Those guys know the fantasy football scene. I look forward to that there, having him back on to wrap up things. On tomorrow's show, Sean Callahan, Husker Online, joins us to get his thoughts from Orlando. And Pete Rozelle, from thecoachingsearch.com joined us as well to wrap things up. It's the last day in December that we will have a show. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Carney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.